Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined in this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue with our news stories with joy for city pupils as their work is chosen for a major art show. City scammers rumbles on as ex-offenders go door to door, and robots are recruited for the fight against cancer.
Four city high school pupils have had their artwork selected for a prestigious art show at the Royal Academy of Arts in London. The annual Young Artists Summer Show is open to submissions from young artists aged between 4 and 19 studying in the UK. The talented Hewitt Academy pupils are Year 7 pupil Nicola Radosh and Year 11 trio Olivia Kenyon, Lacey Mills and Ben Vargasy. Olivia's acrylic painting features a double portrait of two close figures staring intently into each other's eyes warmly. Lacey submitted an alternative high-fidelity portrait of her granddad, in which he's featured as a highly detailed pair of hands holding a beloved pigeon against a dark background. Lacey is close to her granddad and wanted to capture his caring and loving nature. Ben's wooden sculpture, entitled Red House, is of a building inspired by scaffolding, nests and Japanese architecture. Nicola created her modern oil pastel pattern inspired by Monet's water lilies and the Dreamtime mapping of Indigenous Australians following her art lessons, which challenged Year 7 approaches to recording landscapes.
The fate of Norwich's walk-in centre is now certain. Bosses at NHS Norfolk and Waveney have officially green-lit plans to save the centre from closure, months after considering losing the Rouen Road site. In January, a public consultation began, which could have seen the centre shut down. But following a Norwich Evening News campaign and public outcry which saw thousands make their voices heard, health leaders instead proposed renewing its contract. Run by One Norwich Practices, the centre's current deal is due to expire on March 2024. NHS Norfolk and Waveney have considered letting it run down and providing care in a different way. But at a meeting of the Integrated Care Board, it was formally agreed that the centre would be saved.
A spate of city scamming, which has plagued Norwich since the beginning of the year, has continued as people claiming to be ex-offenders go door to door. The latest scam sees people pretending to be on a prison release scheme knock on doors in the NR2 area and try to convince those living in the area to pay extortionate prices for household objects. Items being offered have included kitchen knives, scissors and cleaning products, which are usually carried in large rucksacks by groups of several people. Norfolk Trading Standards officials have warned the fraudsters could move on to other areas of the city. It comes after police urged city folk to be on their guard after an increase in more sophisticated scams in 2023. Incidents have seen one man agree to pay a large sum to a cold caller to carry out work on his patio, only for a family member to stop him at the last minute, and fraudsters pretending to be police detectives attempt to access a victim's bank accounts. Tricksters even stooped as low as to make a fake missing poster for an 8-year-old girl from Sprouston in order to harvest personal information. Inspector Craig Bidwell of Norwich Police has warned scammers are always coming up with new ways to trick people and added they are becoming more convincing. He said, "It's really important that people are looking out for their vulnerable friends and family, make sure they are aware of current scams and how to best protect themselves. And this could prevent them from becoming a victim in the future. Anyone who sees scammers in the city should contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133 or Norfolk Constabulary on 101. If someone is in danger or a vulnerable person is being targeted, then 999 should be called."
Stars of a social media will come together on the pitch as a football fan pays tribute to his grandfather with a charity match. TikTokers and YouTubers, including Luke Bennett, Maverick and Zane QF, will play as Jake Page holds his second United versus Content Creators game to raise money for the Motor Neurone Disease Association, MNDA. Mr. Page from Norwich decided to hold the games after his grandfather died of the disease in 2019. He became inspired by the Soccer Aid initiative to organise an event to help others with the condition. The game is played between two teams in blue and orange, the MNDA colours, made up of Mr. Page's friends and social media celebrities. This year's match will take place at Norwich City's The Nest and will kick off at 1:45 p.m. on the 17th of June.
Experts at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital have revealed how they are recruiting robots to help in the fight against the most common form of cancer. They are using artificial intelligence, AI, to help diagnose skin cancers. Zoe Venables, a dermatologist at the NNN and a leading figure in the pioneering project, said, "We are beginning to realise the importance of big data and its potential with artificial intelligence in the future. AI is able to analyse photos of suspected cancers and also tissue samples to speed up diagnoses and the treatment of patients. One in five people are estimated to get skin cancer at some stage in their life, and some forms are becoming more prevalent," Dr. Venables said.